Let's go to Barry Bloom of Forbes.com. Barry, of course, one of the leading baseball writers in the country. Barry, how are you today?
Hey, thank you. Happy Father's Day to you.
Yeah, very good, and I appreciate that. And, you know, you've been around the game for so long, and we talked about a little bit today the connection between the father, the uncle, whoever it may be, and the daughter, the son, the cousin. There's something about baseball and seeing that older person have fun that translates very nice to young people that you don't see in any other area of life. I think baseball may be unique that way.
Well, I think in the litany of people's lives as a fan, generally, and you can't say it's all encompassing, but generally, you know, you go to your first game with your father, and then as a father, you take your son to his first game. And, you know, as a grandfather now, I'm already plotting on taking my grandson to his first game, maybe out in Brooklyn on the Coney Island to see the Cyclones this year. I mean, it's just a time continuum that makes it a very satisfying experience.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's unique. It's special, and the Father's Day shows are always kind of fun for us as we touch people in that way. I like doing it. Well, you've spent a lot of time in Arizona this week. Paul Goldschmidt has gotten well. The Diamondbacks got the Mets. Unfortunately for Diamondback fans, they lost last night. But Diamondbacks have sort of taken a little more control of themselves. They're starting to win again. What is the difference with Arizona?
Well, I think part of it is that, you know, just at the time they got home around Memorial Day, they ran into a schedule where, you know, since then they played, Reds, the Marlins. You know, they were pretty good on the road at San Francisco, and they ran into Colorado in a slump in Colorado. You know, they came home to play Pittsburgh, who is just god-awful. And now they've got the Mets, who going into the game last night lost 12 of 13. And we put it together in a rare old Met way, you know, 2015 Met way last night, where they had a good performance from Mats and then three-run homer of Wright Conforto. And, you know, they played a pretty crisp game and beat them last night. But they've had a good run against bad teams. And if you go back to April, with how unbalanced the schedule has been,
yeah,
they also played the Dodgers a lot in April when the Dodgers were really playing terrible. So they've had good breaks in the schedule.
Well, it's interesting. Do you see a little separation happening now with Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Rockies, Giants?
A little bit. And it's a little perplexing, you know, how bad. I think we touched on it a little bit last week on how bad the Rockies have played at home, and how their bullpen, which was really built pretty solidly, has collapsed in recent weeks. But it's just sort of, as we point out all the time, you know, the season has such vagaries, and there's so much time left for things to make corrections. It's only when you see these things happening in September and you're really running out of time that there's really no time to do anything about it. But we're really not anywhere near that yet. So I think there's going to be a lot of continued ebbs and flows, especially in the NL West.
Giants get the Padres in this week. Of course, the Marlins come in for three. It's similar to that Philly series. The Giants got swept by the Phillies in Philly, and then they swept the Phillies here. 3 of 4 for the Marlins down there. Now the Marlins come in here. They've got the Orioles today. They're going to fly across country and be here tomorrow. Then it's the Padres for four. We haven't seen the Padres for a while. They have a lefty now, a reliever that starts for them. Brad Hand is still there. They've got some people back from the DL. Padres seem to be winning a lot more now, and I keep track of this stuff. They're hitting right-handed pitching pretty well. What should we expect with San Diego coming in? Because we haven't seen him for a while.
Well, I mean, the left-hander that you're talking about starting is one time around the rotation now. They're basically starting strong and going with a bullpen game.
Yeah, he pitches today. He's going today for them.
Right. That's been pretty successful for them in the first blush of them using it. But I think really the strength is that, you know, they're really getting good pitching out of Clayton Richard and Tyson Ross, who are coming off of thoracic, that thoracic outlet surgery,
right,
which I'm going to write about this week. Basically are pitching without pain, and both are pitching very well. And I think we'll be probably people that they can use to trade as you get closer to the trade deadline, because regardless of how well the Padres played in May and badly they played in April, I don't think they're going to be contenders for the division just yet until some more of those young guys come up from the minor leagues. And thus far, the reason for the bullpen game is that the guys that they've brought up from the minor leagues really haven't done much. So you have, Lauer, who's been okay. You've had Lucchesi, who's been hurt, and he's coming back now. And then, Hosmer has really started to play well after a slow start, and that's pulled together the lineup. Plus, the Hedges came back. He's played well. You're going to have Myers coming back. So, they've got people. It's not a bad lineup, and they play hard. They're an interesting club to watch.
Yeah, we're going to see him this week, believe me. So we'll see what that looks like. It's never simple with the Padres, but I will point out, as Barry Bloom does, they're playing better ball now. Rob Manfred this week, he started talking a little bit about gaming, about the baseball being involved with the gaming industry and wanting to make sure they get their piece of the pie, so to speak. What kind of limits do you think baseball will put on? Well, of course, the states decide how they want to do it. But what will baseball advocate, in your opinion, with this whole gaming thing that's going to start taking off because New Jersey's doing it already?
I'm really at a loss to see what baseball or any sport can do to leverage, the gaming industry, either if it's an individual casino, a state. Because, basically, you're talking about they're using information that really is in the public domain. And that information has been adjudicated as being in the public domain. They fought that fight with fantasy leagues a number of years ago, where MLB wanted to control the fantasy league business, and they lost that in court.
Uh-huh.
I know they'd like to have a percentage of the money gambled, and I can understand why they would want that. But
did we lose Barry there?
Whether it's on the federal.
Yeah, you're cutting out there, Barry. All right. All right. Let's put Barry on hold, Raph. Let's put Barry on hold. Let's reconnect with him. We'll take a very short break for about a minute here and get back with Barry Bloom. I think we lost his cell connection. Well, let's take a minute break, Lupe, and then we'll come right back with Barry Bloom.
Now back to KNBR's Giants pregame. You're talking baseball with Marty Lurie on The Sports Leader.
All right, we're back with Barry Bloom, Forbes.com. Barry, we lost you on the cell phone, but you were talking about the gaming industry and baseball has lost that fight, and that baseball really would like to get that 1% rake off of what's being gambled. So how does baseball do that if they can?
Right, and what I was saying was I don't see how any entity, public or private, would want to share that money with MLB unless it's a good, it's basically a good faith gesture just to work with the sports leagues, because the information they're using is public domain. It's on inbox scores. It's in every newspaper. It's not like proprietary interest, which I think all the sports are arguing that their statistics and proprietary interest, and they should get a piece of it. And, in terms of your legal background, I would guess you'd ask the same question. If it's public domain, why should they pay for it?
That's right. You need leverage to make them do it. So, all right, we'll see how that goes. Interesting columns for you. One, of course, the DH is now back in the news again. My God, I thought we'd forget about it for a while, but now all of a sudden the DH is back in the news again, trying to push it on the National League. Are you going to write about this?
Yeah, I'm going to write about this week. And, for those of you who followed me even back in my MLB days, I've been a huge advocate of universal DH for many years. I just get tired, especially going – to games in National League ballparks, interleague games, World Series games, where the American League team is at a huge disadvantage because, you know, they can't play their DH and we have to watch their pitchers hit but don't hit all year. You know, and obviously it came up again the other day when Tanaka got hurt against the Mets in a interleague game at Citi Field. You know, they've lost other pitchers before. I've been talking to people about it. I think that generally managers like the National League way of managing. But, I mean, we can go into the whole thesis. I mean, there's a number of reasons why it doesn't work anymore and why the old National League game is completely obsolete. So I'm going, you know, for, you know, the DH, and I think eventually it's going to happen.
Boy, you're going to get an argument out here in the National League town, but that's all right. You'll write about it, and then we'll see where it ends up. Rob Manfred, one thing that struck me this week, and you've always covered C-League and the business side of baseball. Watching the Warriors parade and watching the demographic and the excitement and the players relating so easily to that younger demographic, do you think baseball looked at it and said, boy, why can't we do that?
Well, part of it is, not to be cliche, but, you know, NBA is 70% African American. It appeals to the hip hop generation, and I think that characterization is outmoded already. It shows how old I am. But I mean, the NBA appeals to a part of the public that Major League Baseball doesn't. I mean, you started the season with MLB. 8% of MLB is African American. And, you know, there are something like 230 players who come from other countries who are playing in the sport. And there's a much greater, I think it's 18% Latin. There's a lot more Latin players in Major League Baseball than there is African Americans. So I think because of the demographics of baseball itself, it's hard to appeal to a younger, more hip generation than basketball does.
Yeah, I see that. But, you know, what Manfred, we'll end it on this one because this is one of those discussions that's going to go on. But Manfred would love to tap into the tech generation, the younger generation, all these things that they talk about speeding up the game, trying to aim at kind of the people that I saw at the parade. Just the young people having fun, young people with their mobile devices and stuff like that, whether forgetting about the ethnicity. It just was, it seems to me that's where baseball would like to go. And maybe watching the Warriors and the players interact and seeing the social history of the NBA and their social media platforms and all that, maybe baseball learned something from it. So I don't know. It just sort of hit me when I watched it and listened to Manfred.
Well, I mean, baseball has gone pretty tech with the MLB app and everything that they do at MLB.com. And essentially, I think most people watch snippets or baseball games on all alternate devices than TV, and there's no way of really gauging that. But it's a huge market of younger people that they've tapped into already. And then ironically, the whole analytic generation of younger people, which has kind of taken over the sport, you know, that's been a big way of younger people getting involved with it. But it clashes with the older generation who wants a more traditional approach to baseball, i.e. what you're talking about with the DH, that people in a National League city like yours in San Francisco are going to argue against it until their faces turn blue because they just don't want to see the progression of what it's like if you move forward.
Yeah, people want to have fun at the ballpark, and they like demonstrations at the ballpark. I mean that, you know, the throwing the bat or, you know, running around the bases and all that stuff. And I thought I saw that connection on Tuesday with the parade. So I just made me think about baseball and what they're going to do. All right, we're going to run on. Have a great Father's Day today, and appreciate having you on. And we'll talk to you next weekend. Barry Bloom, Forbes.com. Thanks, Barry.
Thank you, Marty. Take care.
All right, have a good day. All right, good report on the Diamondbacks as well. A little bit of the schedule helped them along. All right, take a break. More coming up right after this.